America Weekend is the place. This is your weekend spot for all kinds of information, interviews, opinions, and my crack team reporting on and providing opinions on celebrity legal issues is back and raring to go. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this week's Celebrity Trials and Tribulations is all about Prince's will, or lack thereof, siblings, maybe even a child, who knows, and much more. It's Linda G., Wendy Whitman, and Wendy Kaufman talking about the issue on Celebrity Trials and Tribulations on America Weekend, beginning with Ms. Kaufman.
So, you guys, let's talk. What about Prince? What do you think about Prince?
Well, I think it's pretty shocking that somebody, apparently he never had a will, which his estate is estimated to be $250 million. This is Wendy W. And I just think it is truly shocking that he doesn't have a will. So we can speculate why, but it's going to cause quite a mess, I would think.
Hi, everyone. This is Linda. I'm not quite so sure he didn't have a will. We may see many, many wills come out in the woodwork in the months to come, as we're seeing many, many people alleging that they are true heirs to Prince's fortune. So I think the surrogate's court out there is going to be pretty, pretty busy.
This is Wendy K. again, and I'm just going to say that I know that the judge right now has ruled that the bank that Prince Bank Dad is going to be in charge right now of the estate. And two, right now, there appear to be five siblings. Siblings or half siblings. That it's going to be divided amongst. But you know what? I read somewhere, and I don't know this is fact, but there is some concern that there may be other half siblings and there may be a child. And what is very interesting to me is that if there is a child, I believe that a direct descendant trumps all. So I'm not sure if the children, any of the sisters and brothers would get anything. And there is a company that's actually working right now on getting some DNA and trying to match it up with Prince's DNA.
You know, it's really sad to me because, of course, you know, the fans and the general public, when he died, he was only, I think, believe 57, especially with David Bowie this year. There have been so many deaths of musicians that weren't that old. And it just strikes me as it's just sad that all of a sudden all the bickering and backstabbing and all the money grubbing kicks in so quickly. And I bet it would have happened even if he had a will, because you can contest wills. So obviously it's worse if there really is no will. It's a free-for-all, and they can all argue their case, and I don't know what Minnesota law is exactly, and I think Wendy K. might be right that if he actually has a proven heir, that might wipe all the siblings out of the picture. But if he had had a will, I'm a firm believer that anyone should be able to leave their money to anyone they want. It should be their wishes. But if you don't express your wishes, then
but
I guess
so
you have to.
But it's so stupid because there are tax implications by not having a will.
Yeah.
And you know what? The guy is 57 years old. He's about my age. And the point is whether we had children, whether we didn't have children.
Right.
You know what? There's a responsibility that you have to do the right thing with your money and take care of the people that you love. And you know what, people? We're all going to die. So you know what? Use this as an example to be smart about doing estate planning, because why should you pay the maximum amount to the government when you can put it in trust for the people you love and take care of them?
Or leave it to some organization or some charity or something. I really do think someone like that's just in denial about death? Or like why? Like I'm curious why someone like that would not have it. I mean, that's pretty amazing that he didn't have a will. If that's really true, which it appears to be true, the judge said he didn't have a will.
Listen,
that's crazy.
But we can't read into his mind. We don't. I mean, obviously, if what they're saying it was drug related, which I guess toxicology and other medical exploration will discover.
Yeah.
He was in pain. Is it physical pain? Is it mental pain? We're saying he had a responsibility. To whom? He had no acknowledged heirs.
Right.
He had no spouse. I don't know about his cousins. I mean, I don't know, the relationship he had with his siblings, half or whole. So did he have a responsibility? His quest in life was to make music. It did generate money. I don't know the veracity of it, but from reading, he was a great businessman and he cared, about.
That's why it seems weird. I know that even if you don't have a kid, I think people with children obviously are more aware of having wills because they feel they have to take care of their kids. And he didn't have kids, or maybe he doesn't know about this potential kid or whatever. I think that does change the picture, but I still think at a certain age, people get that they should have their affairs in order. And even if you really don't care where your money goes to, it just seems off to me.
You're right. The guy has business managers.
Right. What have they been doing? The Bremer Bank,
that he did tremendous amounts of work that are actually, working as his executor for right now, temporarily.
Right.
I just think it's terrible that he didn't have a will.
I think it's shocking.
It's his money. God bless him. And he could do whatever he wanted with it.
Celebrity Trials and Tribulations each week on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smoldo.
America. Think Green. Harrison with you. We all live with our computers and we're closer to these machines than we think. Consider our eyes with 100 million light receptors. Our ears have some 24,000 sound fibers. And the body? Your body has 500 muscles, 200 bones, and 7 miles of nerve fibers. And while your body holds only 5 quarts of blood, your heart pumps 600,000 gallons through 60,000 miles of veins and arteries, all containing 2 trillion blood cells. In your head is a 3-pound brain, and that brain has the consistency of table butter, with over 13 billion cells monitoring 4 million pain sensors, 200,000 temperature, and 500,000 touch detectors spread all throughout the body. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer made the playoffs in each of his 19 seasons. He's the NBA's second all-time leading scorer and known as a gentleman off the court.
And Malone gets it to Stockton. It's a 3-on-1 break, and Karl Malone over Kareem for the basket.
So, where's Karl Malone now? Karl has ample business interests to go with his big heart. He sent heavy equipment to Mississippi to help clean up after Hurricane Katrina, working 12-hour days himself. Karl endowed a weight room at his alma mater, Louisiana Tech, and he shared some of his strong political views on Fox News.
These are congressmen and senators doing this.
Well, first of all, Congress and the senators need to be slapped around for saying it.
Send the mailman to Washington, and he might just deliver. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Funny, filthy, and completely f***ed up. Rogan and Efron make Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising worth pledging.
The Lonely Island's Dope New Movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Popstar. Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.